Welcome back, 1221, 1260, WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Happy Friday. Joining me now, Tammy Bruce, radio talk show host, New York Times best-selling author, Fox News and PJTV contributor, and, of course, a Washington Times columnist. Hello, Tammy.
Well, hello, sir. Yes, and happy Friday to you.
Yeah, no kidding. It's been a long week. I read your column, When a Reporter's Story Hits the White House Wall, Sometimes It's Dangerous to Challenge the Liberal Narrative. And then I see you're talking about three acclaimed legitimate journalists, each one trashed by the liberal media. And I think it's another sign of where we're headed in this country, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, look, everybody kind of scratches their head when we think of the Woodward Bernstein era. And by the way, I'm at Fox still, so you might hear the excitements of newsrooms going on around me. But, you know, people are wondering where the real reporters are, where the investigative reporters are. And since the Judith Miller situation with the New York Times, where she resigned after 28 years at the newspaper in 2005 because she dared to follow the story as opposed to trying to figure out how to make it match the liberal preferred outcome. And that's what good investigative journalists do. You see it with Miller, of course, recent issues in our mind, Laura Logan, who finally returned to CBS after being sent to the cornfield for 7 months,
yeah,
because she did a story on Benghazi for 60 Minutes that Obama did not like. And look, and then, of course, there's Cheryl Atkinson, who also at this point is homeless regarding television, which
yeah,
is also unfair.
Yeah.
I mean, but the commonality here is there's always going to be an excuse and a pretext about why investigative reporters are supposed to be punished. The fact of the matter is that the commonality with those three women in particular is that they've done stories that either make the liberal agenda look stupid or weak, or they've in fact done stories that maybe were perceived to helping Republicans. So it's all politics.
Yeah. What happened to freedom of the press? I mean, I always heard it's vitally important to our democracy, but I guess the left doesn't care for our way of living these days. I don't know. I don't get it.
Well, you know, there was a poll out, I'm sure you saw it, where only about 40% of Democrats are proud to be Americans. And so that means 60%, 6 out of 10 Democrats are not proud to be members of this country, are not proud to be Americans. But normally people think that the threat to freedom of the press comes from government. In fact, government is always going to want to pressure and you know, move people in a certain direction. The problem is that the leadership in media, in legacy media, allows it. That you have a CBS that acquiesces to pressure. You have a New York Times that is more worried about pleasing its liberal base as opposed to doing the right thing on its own investigation. So our concern here, and this is where the free market comes in, look, you can punish the legacy media for abandoning its role in this free society, because as we know, Andy, without a real investigative media, without a media that takes its job seriously of questioning all authority, democracy, our kind of democracy, starts to have some trouble.
Yeah, and we're seeing signs of that now. And yeah, I don't know about you, but I often frequent the Media Research Center's website.
And yeah, they're great.
Yeah, because Newsbusters, you know, they kind of keep track of what the media is covering and not covering, and it often amazes me that ABC, CBS, NBC completely disregard a really big story. And in many cases, like the IRS scandal, they just don't want anything to do with it. Anything that makes the administration look bad, they just stay away from it.
Well, see, that's it. And these are lies by omission. So when you see, as an example, the problems a Logan or an Atkinson or a Miller have, it's combined. The reason those kinds of women are threats is because they're attracted to stories. They like mysteries. All three of them have international experience. All three of them have risked their lives to follow the story. And it's that kind of a reporter who isn't going to be afraid and is going to want to see what's going on with the IRS, as an example, when others are going to maybe be more inclined to adapt to the liberal narrative and are going to stay away from it. And look, and then you can use these women, and all of them, of course, are still working, still doing great jobs, and I hope Laura Logan's able to do so with CBS. But the fact of the matter is these women continue to thrive, And yet other young people coming into the reporting scene see that as like, well, I could be sent to the journalism purgatory cornfield if I write the wrong kind of story.
Yeah. And then you have the other side, which is the liberal bloggers, you know, a bunch of, in most cases, a bunch of know-nothing punks that spew their worthless trash at real reporters.
Well, you know, this I address that a little bit because I'm a big fan of the Internet. And I think that this new, young, and energized, and independent, patriotic, or just independent point of view is important and should have an impact on legacy media. It must. But then you've got people like, well, I refer to a couple in my article, a 27-year-old who's the editor-in-chief of Mediaite. You've got a 20-something who's running Huffington Post Media. And, you know, they're out of college. They feel all chuffed up about who it is they are and what they can do. And I noticed this with Miller's, what generated my column. They're still going after a Judith Miller, a woman who is the New York Times' first woman to head their Cairo bureau, a woman who has been covering international issues for longer than those boys have been alive, a woman who has put her life in danger on the street, as did Logan. We know what's happened to Laura Logan, of course, with the physical assault in Egypt.
Yeah.
These are women who go to where the story is. And these 20-somethings, and there are great 20-somethings out there, but in this case, you've got this strange, smug arrogance of pointing the finger at women journalists in particular, Andy, screaming witch, because they dare, they're liberals, and that's their other crime. These women dared to still not adapt and push the narrative because they just simply did what their job was. And they're supposed to be punished, and these young men fall right in line. And especially with someone like Miller, you're going to see her profile go up because of what's happening in the Middle East. Logan's back on CBS. Cheryl Atkinson's got a book out. Her profile is going to increase on television, I think, sooner than later. And my message to everyone is support those women and support independent journalists, especially when you see liberal media attacking them.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, think it's going to get better anytime soon? It won't unless people do exactly what you said.
Well, look, I'm hoping, because I think Mediaite matters. I think Huffington Post could matter. There's a rush for traffic. Certain young people think that being a journalist is about posting petty, gossipy little pieces because they don't know what real reporting is. If we call them on it, you know, those kinds of young men and young women are not always going to be with a website. They're going to want more in their career. But the reputations they establish now will follow them everywhere. And I think we can have an impact in comments on those websites. We can have an impact on calling them out a little bit when they are able to say, wait a minute, as I've done in my life and in my work and my trajectory, it's like, wait a minute, am I doing the right thing? Can I do it better? But it won't happen if they live in a bubble. You know, this is the great thing about the Internet. Is that if you publish something, people can chime in.
Yeah.
And we need to do that with liberal websites as well.
Yep. When a Reporter's Story Hits the White House Wall, it's by Tammy Bruce. It's in today's Washington Times print edition and online at WashingtonTimes.com. You'll want to read all about it. Tammy, good to talk to you as always. We'll do it next week.
It's lovely. Thank you, dear.
See you.